This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The grand jury in the U.S. state of Georgia investigating Donald Trump's attempts to overturn his 2020 election loss handed up a criminal indictment on Monday, though it was unclear whether the charges involved the former president. Officials with the Fulton County Court handed the indictment to a judge but did not make them public. Media account showed images of a cover sheet saying the grand jury had returned 10 indictments but did not say who was indicted or what charges were filed. The case brought by Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis could add up to the legal woes facing Trump, the front runner in the race for the Republican nomination for the 2024 Republican presidential election. Rescue and recovery efforts continue after the U.S.'s deadliest wildfires in more than a century, with 96 confirmed dead in Maui, Hawaii, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The whole town of Lahaina is no more.
A historic town of more than 13,000 people on Maui. Fleetwood Mac drummer Mick Fleetwood lamenting to Sky News the loss of nearly every building in the old town.
Nothing can prepare you for what I saw.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell toured Lahaina over the weekend.
Our focus is on making sure that we are doing everything we can to account for everybody that has been unaccounted for.
Criswell says it's dangerous going for the cadaver dogs searching for them. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The military junta that seized power in Niger says it plans to prosecute deposed President Mohamed Bazoum for high treason and undermining state security. The announcement on national television Sunday night came after the mutinous officers said they were open to dialogue with West African nations. This is VOA News. Ukraine's main port city, Odessa, has been on alert for weeks after attacks on infrastructure critical to the country's economy and the world's food supply. Sunday night, rockets and drones were shot down all over the city, injuring three people, damaging nearly 300 buildings. VOA's Heather Murdoch is on the scene in Odessa.
Here in the port city of Odessa in Ukraine, locals tell us they are in shock after attacks injured three people and damaged more than 200 buildings.
Residents say these attacks are some of the worst Odessa has seen since the war began. Ukrainian officials say all of this damage was not a result of direct hits, but the result of more than 20 rockets and drones being shot down by Ukraine's air defense. The military says the intended targets may have been Odessa's ports, which are critical to Ukraine's economy and the world's food supply, and have been the site of other recent attacks.
Reporting from Odessa in Ukraine, Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
A human rights group has urged the international community to intervene quickly to end spiraling violence by gangs in Haiti. The call by Human Rights Watch comes as Haiti awaits a response from the UN Security Council to its request in October for the immediate deployment of an international armed force to fight the surge in violence. The U.S. said earlier this month it would introduce a UN Security Council resolution authorizing Kenya to lead a multinational police force to fight gangs in Haiti. An airline flight from Australia to Malaysia returned to Sydney, where a passenger was arrested hours later in what police described as an emergency incident. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Malaysia Airlines flight MH122 left Sydney Airport with 199 passengers and 12 crew aboard on an 8-hour flight to Kuala Lumpur and returned more than 3 hours later because of a disruptive passenger. Fellow passenger Beluther Parambath says a man had started praying, then had got up and pushed passengers.
He was wearing something on his hand, and he did, like, whenever he was talking to the crew, he was like, I'm not afraid of dying, and, you know, I've got things with me.
Parambath adds, passengers only really got a sense of the gravity of the situation once they got back to Sydney. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A judge in the U.S. northwestern state of Montana has sided with young environmental activists who said state agencies were violating their constitutional right to a clean and healthful environment by permitting fossil fuel development without considering its effect on the climate. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.